From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Jane Lubchenco, says scientists have found evidence of oil from the spill in the Gulf of Mexico down to more than a mile deep and dozens of miles from the wellhead.
We remain concerned about the location of oil on the surface and under the sea. We are attacking it aggressively to mitigate the harm and to understand the impact.
Lubchenco notes that the concentrations of oil subsurface are low, but BP executives have been downplaying reports of any oil below the surface of the Gulf. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says the containment dome over the wellhead has captured nearly 15,000 barrels of oil over the past 24 hours. President Obama is defending the administration's response to the spill, and he counters critics who say the administration has not been doing enough.
You ask him, well, specifically, what is it that the administration could or should have done differently that would have an impact on whether or not oil was hitting shore? You're met with silence.
President speaking on NBC's Today Show. Britain's government is doubling the number of checks inspectors will make on oil rigs in the North Sea. As Larry Miller reports from London, the effort is aimed at preventing a repeat of the massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico.
Britain's Department of Energy says it'll boost to 16 the number of checks each year at two dozen North Sea drilling rigs. BP, which is responsible for the damage being caused to the Gulf of Mexico, operates a large network of platforms, pipelines, and terminals in the North Sea. New deep water exploration is beginning off the Shetland Islands. Energy Secretary Chris Huhne says there's every reason to increase the UK's vigilance. He also plans to create a new oil industry group to report on how Britain can prevent spills and how best to respond to them. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Utility crews in the Denver area are working to restore power to homes and businesses that lost electricity last evening. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the outage was triggered by an explosion and fire at a power substation.
A thick column of black smoke could be seen rising from the Xcel Energy facility just east of downtown. Louis Reyes lives about a block from the substation.
I was sitting watching TV, and all I heard was the first huge explosion, just like shook the windows. The power kind of flickered out a little bit, and then the second explosion went off and all the power went out.
31,000 customers lost electricity, including Rose Medical Center. A spokeswoman says intensive care patients were transferred to other hospitals because backup generators could provide only limited power. The explosion and fire came on the hottest day of the year so far in Denver, 94 degrees. The cause is under investigation. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
Stock prices are easing back into negative territory on Wall Street, giving up earlier gains. The Dow is now down 43 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Voters are casting ballots in a dozen states today. A new Washington Post ABC News poll finds that anti-incumbent sentiment is at an all-time high, with just under a third of those surveyed saying they're inclined to support their current member of Congress. But the survey also found growing disapproval of the Tea Party movement. Among the contests getting close attention today is the governor's race in California and the Senate race in Arkansas, where incumbent Democrat Blanche Lincoln is in a runoff. Vice President Biden is in Kenya on the second leg of an African trip today. NPR's Gwen Tompkins is in Nairobi, where Biden is talking with top political leaders about a raft of regional issues, including Somalia and Sudan.
This visit is not expected to settle much that divides Kenya's coalition government. The coalition is in disagreement over a proposed new constitution designed to address some of the fundamental issues that provoked tribal fighting nationwide in 2007 and 2008. And the International Criminal Court is investigating human rights abuses that occurred during the conflict. The U.S. has encouraged Kenyans to bring the culprits to justice, but so far the courts here have failed to do so. The vice president is also expected to discuss regional security issues troubling East Africa, including an Islamist insurgency in Somalia and piracy. On Wednesday, he's expected to meet with Sudanese vice president Salva Kiir. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Unions representing public sector employees in Spain say hundreds of thousands of them stayed home from work today to protest a new government austerity plan that includes pay cuts for everyone from teachers to hospital workers. Spain is under pressure from the European Union to make sharp cuts in spending to bring down the country's budget deficit. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.